Ready for a healthier you? It's time for Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B.
Welcome to Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Vallon, chiropractic physician, and with me is my co-host, Brenda B.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to our show today, Gulf Coast Nutrition Radio. We appreciate you being with us.
And that is the store of the same name, Gulf Coast Nutrition, which is located at the corner of Alternate 19 and Alderman Road in the Publix Plaza. And Brenda B., what makes our store so unique?
Well, it has us in it. There's a lot of other things that makes it unique. Actually, that is one of the unique things. We're not corporate. We are independently owned and operated, which is really important these days. And as well, we have some things that you won't see in other supplement stores.
In addition
to all the high quality supplements that we also offer different types of testing, whether it be nutritional type of testing as well as conventional type of testing. So you'll see when you walk in our store, you'll see a section over to the left that has a big lab testing sign over it. And we offer a number of different tests and a lot of the nutritional type of testing, such as hair analysis, hormone profiles that people can get, as well as digestive analysis profiles. If you want to test your level of omega oils in your red blood cell, we have that. It's called the Omega Quant Test. So there's different ways and different tests that we offer, and you won't see that in other supplement stores.
Yes, and some of these are take-home kits. So what you do is you can basically provide your own saliva sample, your own finger prick blood spot, your own hair, stool or urine sample that you can do in the privacy of your own home and send that directly to the lab. We're not the lab. But you can also go to a LabCorp and you can get a blood draw that will tell you other information as well.
Right. So any of the typical conventional type testing that you would get, whether you want to get a cholesterol profile or an insulin, you know, a fasting insulin profile or anemia profile or any of those type of things that you would normally get from LabCorp, you can also get through Gulf Coast Nutrition.
Yes, absolutely. And we're going to highlight some of the tests that we talk about today, some thyroid testing, as well as stool analysis testing that can give you information about your bacteriology, your yeast, your gut inflammation, and the different type of parasites that you might have. But the one that I really love, Brenda B., is this little box that I'm holding in my hand, this pretty little colorful box that says 23andMe.
Yes, the 23andMe. I like that test as well. And a lot of people have probably heard that because they've had, you know, commercials like crazy, even on TV and on radio. You've heard about the 23andMe genetic profile testing, and it's really unique. It covers so many of our genetic factors, and it will cover a lot of what makes you as far as your ancestry. So
which
you get
great.
A lot of information about where you come from and what your ancestry is and that type of thing. So there's two different sections to this type of test. And then the other part of it is about your more of what we call genetic polymorphisms. And explain that a little bit.
Yeah, and what happens there is, you know, we have 50 trillion cells in our body, and there are 20,000 genes in the nucleus of a cell. And it's very interesting, Brenda B., if you actually took the DNA and unraveled it, it would be 6 feet long. But it's coiled so well that it fits inside a cell in the human body.
Wow.
That's amazing. And then you have your 23 pairs of chromosomes, and that is considered a genome. So pairs of chromosomes, meaning we have 46 chromosomes. And you know, we think about humans, but, you know, having 46 chromosomes. But did you know lobsters actually have 100 chromosomes?
No, I didn't know that.
Dogs have 78 chromosomes.
Really?
Yes. And banana has 11.
A banana
has chromosomes as well. Yes. Any living organism that grows.
Aren't we really close to, like, the chimp?
Yes. Actually, we share. The chimp has, we have 23 pairs of chromosomes. The chimp has 24, and we share 98.5% of our DNA is exactly the same as a chimp.
No kidding.
And humans, actually, from one human to another, you are 99.5% exactly the same as whoever's standing next to you. It's that one little half a percent that makes all the difference.
Really?
It's amazing. Yes.
Wow.
And so what can happen is, though, we all have the variations in that 0.5%. And those variations, those little SNPs that can change, the single nucleotide polymorphisms, they change, and that makes you who you are. But by analyzing that, we can see who you are related to and where you come from in relation to where everyone else comes from. And you can find out whether you have not just first or second or third cousins, but you can go all the way down to eighth or ninth level cousins and see who you're related to across the world. Because the 23andMe Genome Project now has, I think, almost a 500,000 people stored. And they're going to get more people as this happens, where you're not going to know who these people are necessarily unless they want to be found. But you will be able to find out how you relate to everyone else in the world. And it's very interesting. I mean, if you think about it.
What about the health part of it, though?
Oh, yes. Well, that's the other major thing, because what can happen is you can basically find out about your health and help you make lifestyle choices and changes to decrease your health risks.
But so, you were talking, we were questioning about the what happens within those genomes. I mean, what is it that they're finding?
Yes. So what happens is when you have a gene that is not replicating properly, or not, let me rephrase that. If you have a gene that has certain alignment in it that will make you more susceptible to come down with a certain disease process compared to someone else. So
that's what they're searching for, and that's what they're finding, are these little genetic defects within the DNA.
Yes, that can leave you more susceptible to a problem with your liver or a problem with your thyroid or something to that effect, so that you know moving forward, oh, I have a problem with this. I better take very special care of myself to make sure that I don't go down the wrong path related to my heart or related to my thyroid or related to my liver, something to that effect.
And that's what's happened with me. I mean, I have a genetic polymorphism, one of these SNPs, in the MTHFR gene, which is important because, you know, when you have that defect there, you are more susceptible to things like birth defects and heart attack, heart disease, stroke, high blood pressure, glaucoma, psychiatric problems. And I don't detox very well.
So you wouldn't have known any of that without a genetic test.
I would not have known any of that. Exactly.
See, that's
exactly
amazing.
So this test, this 23andMe, now there's a lot of information out there with the FDA came down on them a little bit because of the way that they were writing their reports and showing that you have because of these SNPs we found, you have an elevated risk of colorectal cancer, or you have an elevated risk of ulcerative colitis. So they name those diseases. So the FDA is saying that people will take that information and run out and go get their own operations. And if you're at a higher risk of breast cancer, you're going to automatically get your breasts taken off or that type of thing based on their report. So the FDA is stopping them from putting that report in that format.
But you still get the raw data, and then you can take that to a healthcare professional who can tell you, okay, you do have an issue going on with breast,
so you still
or with
get,
liver or with lung, whichever it may be.
Right. You still get all the raw data. They just can't put it in that format and tell you you're at a higher risk of this and that.
And the two main things I love about this test now, one is the ease of use. You don't have to go get a blood draw. You can actually, it's a saliva test. And the saliva has some DNA in it that will be replicated, and then they get all their entire analysis from that. So ease of sample is amazing. That's just incredible there. The other one is the price. I mean, this used to be $599 many years ago, back in 2008. It's now down to $99.
I know, you can't beat a test like this for $99. That's amazing.
No, you get, because you don't just get your disease risk profile, you also get like drug response. So some people who may not have a good response to anesthesia going into an operation or certain medications, your doctor can look at this and say, oh my, look, you can get, we need to give you a little more of this or a little less of that, because not every person is exactly the same, and this test tells
right.
you what
and
you
need.
Right,
and I saw that on mine as well, that I cannot break down medication very well, which I kind of knew about that with myself, because I knew I responded really strongly to medication, and a lot of things would make me ill, even just over-the-counter things. So now I know why. It's because of that particular issue with my DNA that I don't process drugs very well.
Well.
So
ones.
I have to take a very small amount compared to somebody else.
On certain drugs.
On
and
certain
other ones
drugs.
You may need to take more, which is what's
right.
great about this 23andMe test. Now, one of the ways to get it is to either come into Gulf Coast Nutrition at the corner of Alternate 19 and Alderman Road. You can pick up one of these from us, or you can go online to gulfcoastnutrition.com to pick one up, or you can also go online to labtestingdirect.com, and the 23andMe test will be there as well.
And we're going to talk a little bit more after our break about some other types of tests that we cover. Again, this is something really unique that you're not going to find in other supplement stores, but you are going to find it there at Gulf Coast Nutrition. Again, that's on the corner of Alderman Road and Alternate 19 in Palm Harbor. And we'll be happy to walk you through the whole thing, show you what we have, and give you some information to take home and look at. And you can also just get online at labtestingdirect.com, take a look at what's available there.
Absolutely. So we'll be back in a minute covering more on lab testing. You're listening to Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B.